Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke chapter 1 today, verses 29 through 30. Luke 1, 29 through 30. It says, "But she," this is Mary, "was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" If you were with us yesterday, you heard that the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But interestingly, being told that God was with her troubled Mary. She was troubled at this and she was afraid. That's why the angel says, "Don't be afraid. You found favor with God." Now, interestingly, we all have that same reaction. We all would look and say, "Well, why would Mary be troubled at the idea of God being with her and her being favored? Why would that make her afraid?" The same reason you and I would be. Because when we hear that God is with us and God is for us and God's got a plan for our life, we actually get afraid. You know why? We fear being in God's will a lot of times because that means we'll no longer be in our will. In other words, when we hear that God wants to do something in our life, our normal reaction is typically fear because, well, what's it going to be like? What's he have in mind? Does it match up with my plans, or am I going to lose control? You see, surrendering yourself to the will of God means he gets to call the shots in your life and he gets to call or determine where you go, what you do, how you live, where you live. And all of a sudden you start to feel that pit in your stomach, don't you? You start to feel that nervousness, that anxiousness. What does this mean? That God's with me, that God's favored me, that he has a plan for my life. I'm a little concerned. What's this going to mean? Well, let me take you to Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through the end of the chapter. Listen closely to what this passage of scripture says here. It says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.' No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." I hope you heard what Paul said today. He said that God's going to cause all things to work for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So even though his plans are scary or unknown, he's going to cause it to work for good. And on top of that, if God sent his own Son to die for us, why would he withhold any good thing from us? Everything that he has. Oh, we might go through trial or nakedness or tribulation or sword. We might be going through a hard time in his plan for our life. Mary and Joseph did not have it easy when they were surrendered to his will. But everything he has for us is good for our best. And we need to trust him and understand that if you're in Christ, nothing will separate you from his love. So you need to be reminded today, as Gabriel reminded Mary, don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. I know that this seems out of the blue. I know this seems kind of overwhelming right now to hear that God is for you and that you're favored and he's got a plan for your life, but he's for you. He loves you and his plan will be best. Folks, all through my life, as I've watched God take me and my family on this journey of faith and walking with him, as he's moved us from state to state to different places, every new adventure, every new thing that he led us on, scary at the time, turned out to be one of the greatest times of our life and the greatest blessings. The same will be will be true for you as well. Don't be troubled when God says, "I got a plan for your life." He loves you, he's for you, and it'll be best. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.